Well, hello, folks. We're here with Laurel Owen from the Odinic Rite Prison Affairs Bureau. And I guess instead of me telling you all what the Prison Affairs Bureau is, we'll just go ahead and get started, and she can tell us. How you doing, Laurel?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Now, what exactly is the Prison Affairs Bureau?
Well, the Prison Affairs Bureau grew out of a need for somebody to handle prison mail and volunteers, and because we have a growing population in the prisons, and it came to me, you know, naturally, because I've been doing prison outreach for a long time. So I'm the coordinator, and that all that means is that I just oversee when people want to volunteer. They might want to write letters, or we have people who want to ask questions about when they start wanting to volunteer, because then it gets tricky, you know, because they want to know how to deal with chaplains and officials once they're in. So I just answer questions, and I also volunteer myself. So we're trying to broaden the number of people who are actually going in, and encourage people to at least write and to just be aware that there's a growing prison population and that they're all going to be free one day. They're going to make up a large part of our community. And so they're part of who we are. Can't deny that.
Well, but before we get into what exactly the Prison Affairs Bureau does specifically, why should people concern themselves with odinous inmates? You know, they've committed a crime and now they're in prison. So why should people care?
Yeah, there is a point of view that's predominant in the free world Odinic community that people behind bars are paying weregild, and basically they're scum and they don't deserve to have any rights or privileges or anybody coming in or anything. That's not us. We are focused, and we believe that the good of one is the good of all. I mean, we're all trying to move forward in this world, in this modern world.
Right.
And the fact of life is that one out of eight Americans is either in prison or has family there. So it is part of our life. And there are people behind bars. And the other thing is that, like I said before, everybody's going to be free one day. And, you know, what happens then? They come out, and if we haven't reached out to them, then they're not going to have community. And if they come out and they don't have community, then that's not good for them. And it's not good for us either, because we're all, you know, we all have to take steps together. And there's another reason why it's important. If people in prison who are the people with the least amount of rights are given religious freedom, that also extends to us and it affects us, because the high school kid who wears a Thor's hammer to high school and then gets suspended for it, well, the state doesn't have a leg to stand on if they do that, if the prisoners in that state are allowed to practice Odinism and wear hammers. So it really affects us directly in the free world as well.
So it doesn't just benefit the inmates, but it benefits us as Odinists, because we gain freedoms by way of their struggles inside. And it also benefits the general population due to the reduced recidivism.
It does. In fact, we do have, at least in our particular denomination, in the Odinic Rite, we do have a higher success rate in terms of people staying out than the national average. The national average is, I think, 7 out of 10 people go back, and we are a lot better than that. So that's the good news. You know,
well, good. So
it pays off to have community.
So it benefits everyone around the board.
It does. And a lot of times, people, what I've noticed, you know, I haven't been to prison, and I don't live there, so I can only speak from what I've seen and heard. But a lot of times people in on the inside, they come to Odinism for the first time inside, and they're kind of molded by that environment. And a lot of times in a lot of the units, it's like a war zone, you know. So they're being molded in a way that is a lot harder edge and fierce you know, than a lot of people out here, because we don't really have to be that way out here. There's a lot of gray area out here, and then there, it's a lot of black and white. You know, it's live or die, or, you know, it's more intense. And I think that if we are able to go in and do bloats and have, you know, I mean, especially if women going into men's prisons or men going into women's prisons and just having those kind of natural and normal transactions with people, you know, that aren't prison guards or authorities or psychologists or whatever, just, you know, normal people going in and having conversations and bloat and stumble and sharing food, you know, it injects a little bit of normality into that situation. And it also feeds us, because we can learn a lot from what they're going through in there by learning. They have a sense of brotherhood that's very strong, and they don't take trust for granted. Things are pretty cut and dry, and they have a certain point of view that I think is interesting and that we could benefit from and learn from, and as well as, so it's a give and take.
Before I go on, are there any types of inmates or any types of people that the Prison Affairs Bureau will not deal with?
We do not, as an organization, accept sex offenders of any stripe. When I go into prisons, I cannot dictate who comes to the meetings. I really can't do that. I go into state prisons, and I can't do that. But usually the people on the inside, you know, they pretty much control who comes in to those meetings. And normally in an Odinist group, you know, you're not going to get too many sex offenders, although they do sometimes fall through the cracks because they lie about what they're in for and whatnot. I don't run into too many really scary people.
Okay. But as a policy, if there's a known child molester or a known rapist, then that's not somebody that...
They would not be welcome in the Odinic rite in our religious organization. In the prisons, I have to abide by the rules, and I can't dictate who comes to the meetings when I go into state prisons, but pretty much I can say, just by experience, the men on the inside, they control who comes to those meetings.
Now, you mentioned state prisons. Is there a big difference between state prisons and federal prisons?
Well, you know, like I said, I've not been to prison, so I don't speak from experience, and somebody who has been there can speak probably more. But I can tell you that there is a huge difference just in terms of, I used to volunteer in the federal system, and, you know, they have outside worship space, and they have fire and consecrated area. They have a feast once a year. They have all the ritual tools they need, although that's been whittled away in the past 2 years. They don't get to keep rooms anymore. They have room cards or something like that. But still, I mean, that's light years from most state systems where, you know, they're still getting sent to the hole for being Odinists and wearing hammers and, you know, getting tossed Bibles, you know, when they're there, or being labeled with security threat group label, like a gang label. You know, the state systems are far behind. And so really the state systems just depend on state by state, whoever they talk to, whoever they choose, you know, whatever free will person they choose to talk to is how they'll set it up, or they sometimes will refuse and the prisoners have to take it to federal court. So the states are just from, you know, A to Z, everything in between. So the state of Texas, I've been volunteering in for a while now, and they've really come a long way there. They were real hostile, and it just took perseverance. You know, I just kept showing up, and I kept showing up, and finally they just had to look at me, and they knew that I wasn't going to go away. And in Texas, I think they kind of admire individuals. But I kept driving down there from Arkansas, and from, I used to live in Tennessee. I'd come all the way from Tennessee, and they'd go, "Oh, there she is again. Dang, you know." So now they've pretty much accepted Odinism there. There's still some struggles going on. They're not allowed to have rooms and things like that. But
that leads me to my next question. What types of issues do the inmates have to deal with in regards to Odinism, to their faith? You mentioned getting thrown in the hole for being an Odinist and whatnot.
There's that. Well, yeah, depending on what state you're in, you can, you know, just standing up and saying that you're an Odinist can put you in harm's way. It just depends on the state. But from what I've seen and heard from people, people I know telling me, you know, what's going on with them. Yeah, I've seen a lot of people go to the hole and get labeled with a gang, a security threat group label. I've seen them get put in segregation. You know, I've seen people get set up and, you know, all kinds of things go on. And, you know, that's one of the things that we need to really help out with out here. We can do a lot of help by just keeping in touch with people, because if people have people on the outside who are watching, you know, it helps sometimes. The wardens, you know, attend public relations classes, and they learn how to be professionals and to listen to people. And, you know, they're constantly having to listen to irate family members who are trying to get somebody in medical or whatever. And so the prison officials these days are usually pretty sensitive to what people think, you know, because they don't want bad PR. Now, this is in general. And so if the world is watching, and if, especially if the person is a member of a religious denomination, and they're getting mail, you know, and they are literate, and they're making grievances, and they're moving up the rung of grievances, and they are smart, they know their stuff, and then they have backup from their community on the free world, you know, the prison officials sort of have to pay attention after a while. You know, it doesn't just work to put somebody in the hole anymore. They've got to pay attention.
And that's part of what the Odinic Rights Prison Affairs Bureau is for?
Yeah, to provide community, not just when people get out, but also when people are in and they need to have people on the outside to communicate with and to talk to about whatever's going on, or to just have contact. You know, even if you live in a state where it's relatively civilized and, you know, you're allowed to practice your religion, it's still nice to hear from people on the outside and to get a sense of normal. You know, what is really going on in the world, and with Odinists on the outside, they love to hear about it, you know.
So that's something that anybody out there listening can do, you know, write to inmates. Is there anything else?
Yeah, you can, if you're an OR member, you know, there are a lot of OR members behind bars that you can write to. And then there are people who are not OR, who are Odinists and may be part of another group, and they also would love to hear from you. And if you feel like you're called to it, and this is only people who really feel called to it, because it really can be a challenge and it can be draining. But if you want to volunteer, that's something that you can talk to me about, especially if you're living in a state where you're getting mail from people who, from a particular institution where they really want to have services. And, you know, they're talking to their chaplain, and the chaplain saying, well, there's nobody to come in. Or, you know, they've gone along the grievance process to the point where they're finally getting recognition from the State Department of Corrections, and, you know, they need a sponsor. You know, that's when it's nice to have somebody step up and start going through the process of actually volunteering. And that really is very rewarding, too. That is the most rewarding thing that you can do, and it's helpful to everybody, and everybody learns a lot, I can tell you that, because you can have, you can meet interesting people, and you can have good bloats, because people are really focused inside, and when people are focused like that, and for them it's a privilege, you know, it's, oh, we've been working 12 years to get to this day, you know, that kind of. You don't find that out here a lot. And so people are just so glad that you showed up, and there we all are in the room, and it doesn't matter that the chaplain's there. It doesn't matter for the guards. It doesn't matter for being videoed. Boy, Beth just have the bloat, and they, I mean, they're into it, you know. So it can be very rewarding.
And I'm sure they're very appreciative and excited.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, yeah. Oh, gosh, yes, yeah, I mean, God, yeah, especially the ones who are movers and shakers and who have spent time in the hole And, you know, for being Odinists and who finally, after years and years, see the day when they're having a service, which, you know, 5 years ago they couldn't even dream of. Oh, gosh, yeah, it's an experience. And then after that initial feeling is over, then there's, if you keep going in, then it changes a bit, because then you actually get to know people. And that's interesting, too, in its way, because then people become individuals, and that's when really the most rewarding thing happens, is that people connect, and that's what it's really about.
Well, great. Before you tell people how they can help, how they can get in touch with the Prison Affairs Bureau, is there anything you'd like to add that we haven't covered?
I'm just really pleased with the Prison Affairs Bureau and with the Odinic Right. I think that it's a dynamic group of people, and this is not just an advertisement. This is how I really feel. I think we are just a wonderful group of people, if I may say so. And I think that's what makes us Odinists, actually. You know, people often say to me, well, there's a difference between Atatru and Odinism. And what, it, you know, we know there's a difference, but what is that difference, you know? And I think that what separates, I think it's the same religion. It's the same nine noble virtues. Theologically, there's no difference. I think the difference is in the manifestation in the modern world. I think Odinists are out in the modern world doing things. You know, in the Odinic Rite, we do things. Whether it's cleaning up highways or working on homeschooling or environmental concerns or protecting heritage sites, or, you know, all of the things that we do, the Prison Affairs Bureau, we are doers, and we're right there really working for our people, our tribe, if you will.
Right. Well,
and that's what we are about. And I think that separates us out from Atatru in the way that we act in the world.
Well, that's what it's all about. Now, if somebody wants to get involved with the Prison Affairs Bureau, how would they go about doing so? Is there an email or website or anything?
Well, there is. You can go to the Odinic Right website, and what is that? Odinic-right.org. And then you can go to the Prison Affairs Bureau section, which has just been put up, and it's really good. And you can always go ahead and email me.
And there's a lot of articles and information on that site as well.
Yeah, we're building it. There are a few now, and we're going to collect some more. And I think we're just going to grow. I think that it's a bright future, and a lot of times it doesn't look that way. And if you ever volunteer, just a word of warning, you will take a lot of steps backward in order to take one step forward, because it is a fight. And of course, it depends on the state how big a fight, but it's always a little fight, because it's a new thing, and prison officials do not like change. And it's threatening. So you have to be diplomatic, you have to be patient, you have to be perseverant, and you have to be professional. And you just have to keep going and going. But the steps forward are good, and we keep moving forward. And though you will experience those steps back, I can tell you that the rewards are great. So,
well, Laurel, unless you have anything else you'd like to say, I'd like to thank you not just for being on the Odinist Press Service podcast, but also for all you do within the Odinic Right, within the Prison Affairs Bureau. You definitely deserve a lot of credit. You've been working very hard at it, and it's obvious that you put a lot of heart and soul into it, and we all appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate you with your new service and your direct approach to things. And I appreciate you having me and interviewing me. And I think that it will hopefully get people to move with us in the right direction.
Well, thank you. I certainly hope so. All righty. Well, thank you very much, and have a nice evening.
Thank you. Good night.